As the war in Iraq winds down, many businesses are competing to rebuild the Middle Eastern country. Some Democrats charge that firms with close ties to the Bush administration are getting the best deals. A Senate bill calls for greater competition for the contracts and less secrecy, and two House Democrats have asked the General Accounting Office to investigate the bidding process. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says he may push for even more scrutiny.
At least what they've done is put people on notice that we're watching and that this shouldn't be an opportunity for big companies to make a quick buck. This is supposed to be a way to restore freedom for the Iraqi people and to make sure that they get the benefits of their own resources.
But Feingold says he would encourage Wisconsin companies to bid on the reconstruction work if the bidding process is fair. A business procurement assistance center at the Madison Area Technical College says Wisconsin firms ranging from lock makers to light tower manufacturers secured some pre-war contracts. Center Director Denise Kornetsky predicts businesses having previous experience with government deals will do best getting reconstruction agreements. She says novices need to be careful.
If a business would go into a government contract and end up in a default situation, that can stay on their record for several years, and trying to get back into selling to the federal government would become more difficult.
Procurement centers do offer free training on how to navigate the defense contracting game. Kornetsky says small businesses that don't want to deal directly with Uncle Sam can sometimes hook up with large firms and get work as subcontractors. A website run by the U.S. Agency for International Development has a broad list of goods and services the Bush administration says it wants for Iraq. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.